Good morning. It's now 7:03 and time for our twice weekly visit with some of those that are on the front lines with the coronavirus. And this morning we visit with Riley County Health Department Director and Local Health Officer Julie Gibbs. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Appreciate you calling in this morning and bringing us up to date. There's always lots of information. Let's first talk about numbers. I saw that you had, 76 new cases, but that's like over a four-day time period, right?
Correct. Yeah, we had 76 new cases since our report last Wednesday. So that is spread out almost a week now. 40 of those cases, those new cases, are from that 18 to 24-year age group, and another 14 are from the 25 to 34-year age group. So our new cases are predominantly from the 18 to 34-year age range. We do have that breakout on our website and also on our Facebook page. We just sent that out with our last news release yesterday. So with those new 76 cases, that brings us up to a total of 1,933 confirmed positives here in the county. And out of those, 311 are considered active cases, and we have had 1,614 recover. We have had a total of 8 deaths here in the county, and we currently have 3 COVID-positive patients in the hospital at this time. Our percent positive has gone down significantly over the last 3 weeks. We were at about 10% the week of the 13th. We were at 9.4% the week of the 21st, and last week we were at an 8.8%. So it's come down pretty significantly from where we were at, 4 weeks ago. Our 14-day cumulative percent positive looks like it's currently at 9.3%.
Okay. Well, you had a couple of opportunities for Riley County folks to go through and get some drive-through tests. You still had some pretty good numbers there. And do I understand correctly you're still waiting on results from those tests?
Yeah, we've got most of them in. Most of them actually came in on Saturday, so we were happy to see that two-day turnaround. But we're still waiting on a few others. A few are just trickling in. They came in from Sunday a little bit yesterday, and then we'll probably have a few more today. So if you haven't been called yet, if you did go through the screening and you haven't been called, if you don't hear from us by the end of the day today, please give us a call. You can call the health department at 785-776-4779 to check on your results. But we did have a pretty good turnout from our free testing that we did in Manhattan and then in Leonardville last Thursday. We saw about 178 people come through the clinic in Manhattan on Thursday morning, and then another 37 in Leonardville that evening for a total of 215. And out of those, so far, 10 have come back positive.
Okay. Do you have anything lined up in the future for some more drive-through testing opportunities?
We do. We're planning on something for next week, probably toward the end of next week. We're still ironing out the details with KDHE.
Okay. There's been a lot of talk, and I don't know how much you've been following things on the national scene with the president being diagnosed and a number of members of the White House staff also being diagnosed. Do you have any thoughts about how the situation there has been handled? And I know that's probably a delicate double-edged sword to comment on, but the idea of wearing masks is fairly well exemplified here, isn't it?
Yeah, we're seeing a lot of compliance around with wearing masks, and we're still doing well, I think, here in the community as far as staying our distance and avoiding those crowded places. We know what to do from here on out, and with seeing what's happening nationally and individuals testing positive. It really does just depend on the individual and underlying conditions. So I think it's important to remember that, we can be carriers of the virus, even if we're asymptomatic. And if we're carriers, we could spread that on to somebody who does have underlying conditions. And it could be a worse outcome for them than it might be for us. So just continue to keep doing what you're doing. We're seeing a lot of compliance in the community as far as wearing masks and staying our distance. And we just need to keep doing that, especially with flu season coming up. We need to make sure that we keep adhering to those safeguards that we've put in place.
What are you doing at the Riley County Health Department with regards to flu shots?
We are offering flu vaccine. We're happy that we got that in early this year. So we're offering that. We started that last week. We're offering it in the mornings under the tent. So it is a drive-through clinic. Please call to make an appointment. You can call our main line, 785-776-4779. But we're offering those flu vaccines every morning except for Friday. So Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 11:30, again, under that tent. So it's a drive-through method.
And this is a key time to be doing that, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, we encourage people to get their shots sooner rather than later this year.
I know in the years past you've had Oktfluberfest, which is, you know, just a wonderful play on words. Is that in today's coronavirus world an event that is being kind of pushed back for next year?
So we are still doing Oktfluberfest. We do have two dates planned out right now. We'll have more information on that probably within the next few days on our Facebook page and on our website, so be sure to look for that. It is going to be a lot different this year. So traditionally, our Oktoberfest was kind of a fun time to come out and win prizes and, you know, get food. And it was kind of set up like a fair. Of course, you got your flu shot too mixed in there, but we made it fun for kids and their families. We still want to try to make it fun. So we're still doing it. We're still having Oktoberfest. It'll just be a little bit different this year and certainly a drive-through method this year.
Okay. And just one final question. Do you feel that we're kind of gaining some ground with regard to coronavirus? You know, we talked about the 76 cases over a four-day time frame. That's, you know, on average, less than 20 per day. And that's definitely lower than where we were in the early months of September.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think we're definitely gaining some ground. We're seeing that percent positive come down very nicely. I've been talking to our contact tracers, and they've been getting, you know, early on, it was a little hard to get a hold of people. Some people were not as likely to give us all the information that we were wanting so that we could do effective contact tracing. But now they're starting to see a little bit more compliance there. But we definitely want to keep urging you and reminding people, you know, if you do test positive and the contact tracer gets a hold of you to do that disease investigation, please answer all those questions thoroughly and give us as much information as you can so that we can effectively do that contact tracing. That really helps to reduce the risk of spread.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning?
Just a reminder of our screening line. If you have any symptoms, please call our screening line, 785-323-6400.
All right, Julie Gibbs, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again Thursday.
All right, thank you.
Julie Gibbs, Riley County Health Department Director and local health officer, joining us this morning here at News Radio KMAN.